Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the beautiful studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 AM. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to tell everyone that better times are ahead for us. And very soon, by the end of this month, the virus will be mostly gone as a threat. And by early June next month, things will return to a new normal. So please hang in there and know that good things are headed our way. And don't listen too much to the mass media in the United States, because all they seem to specialize is fear and doom and gloom. But this program is the purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And with that, I think it's important to remain positive and keep your immune system high to protect you against the virus and of course, any illness. I'll be going back. I want to just tell people that briefly, I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from in early July and at the end of August. Every time we visit, we always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain. And we also always meet Adama and the people of Telos and the hollow earth. We also experience many miracle healings. Last September, my eyesight was restored to perfect 20/10 crystal clear eyesight in both eyes after having blurry 20/50 vision in my right eye. Other people have been completely cured of Lyme disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, and one lady in September of 2017 was given a wholly new pair of legs. She used to wear crutches or use a wheelchair. And after that experience, being given a new set of legs, she's been walking around normally ever since. So if you'd like to go, it's just $200 per person. It helps pay for the camping fees and some food. Please, if you'd like to go, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. And again, all of my angels and spirit guides tell me that by early next month, things will be returning to a new normal. So if you have plans for travel or any kind of family gatherings or events you'd like to go to, life will get back to a new normal next month. So you'll be able to lead a normal life again. And with that, a couple of days ago, I got an email from my Hopi friends on the Hopi Reservation in Arizona that many elderly and many people on the reservation didn't have food and they were starving. And so I made some calls quickly and found out that there's this one food truck that comes to several villages on the Hopi Reservation, and the truck broke down, and because of the virus, they couldn't get through, I guess because of the roadblocks, and so they don't have food. And so they were asking for help, for monies for food or food. So I've started fundraising. I've already gotten in over $1,000 in contributions. And that'll be going, 100% of that money will be going into food for the Hopi. And I have a wonderful lady on the line now, Valetta, who is working for the Hopi and coordinating these relief efforts. Valetta, are you there? Can you hear me okay? Valetta, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. How are you today?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Tell me how many people are in your village have been affected by this food shortage.
Excuse me, are you asking me?
Yes, I am. Uh huh. Yes. How many people have been affected by this food shortage, Valetta?
Okay, we have homes. Residents here in Kikokuni Village, we have about 200 homes. Out of those 200 homes we serve, from that, we have about 100 people that are classified as those who are really in need. So we live as a poor boy type people, and we have families that live within our household. So we live together. And so when one is not able to have enough food, then the whole household suffers without adequate food at this time. And we are experiencing that due to the pandemic that is going on. We are asked to stay home. We have a stay home resolution that was passed through our tribal council, and also the Navajo Nation, which surrounds our village, also has a stay-at-home resolution that has been passed, so it's making it difficult for people to travel to get fresh produce.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, help is on its way. I actually have a friend in Sedona, Martha Childress of the Natural Noise Choice Network, and she's already got food and, if needed, blanket supplies for the village there. And money is coming in. I've gotten in over $1,000 just since yesterday when I started, and more money I'm told is on its way. So I want to coordinate with you as the logistics of getting that up to you this weekend. And how many people there are on the Hopi reservation? Beletta, can you hear me okay? Well, we seem to be having a problem with the telephone, which is unfortunate. Beletta has been hired by the several villages on the Hopi reservation. It's separated by mesas. There's first mesa on the Hopis, second mesa, and third mesa. And within each mesa is like they have separate villages. And Valletta is doing the work for several different villages within the first mesa, but there's also villages in the second mesa and the third mesa that I know that needs help, and I unfortunately have not been able to reach yet. The phones don't work, but we'll find a way to get a hold of them. The entire Hopi reservation right now is shut down because of the virus. They've actually, but I know with this help, it'll make a big difference. A lot of the elderly are shut in; they can't get out, and the one food truck that comes into the Hopi broke down, and they're having problems, logistical problems, getting the food to the people and supplies because of the virus. But I've been talking to tribal elders, and we will coordinate a relief effort, and it'll start probably on Monday. Today's Friday, so we should be able to get some good supplies to them on Monday and Tuesday. You know what's amazing? I don't know if people have seen these articles, but I've seen articles about farmers in the American Midwest here in the United States where, for example, onion farmers in Indiana who had to throw away their whole crop because their distributor the restaurants were shut down, and therefore there wasn't a market, so they had to let all of these onions just go to waste. I've also seen articles where chickens, Tyson Foods, if I'm not mistaken, had to get rid of a whole bunch of chickens simply because they didn't have the methods to get it to the restaurants or ship it out, which is really a shame because there are people who go hungry here in the United States, Canada, elsewhere around the world, and they need food. So anyway, I'll be working with try to rectify that supply situation this week. And the Hopi are such beautiful people. They contain ancient wisdom. They have what's called the Prophecy Rock on the reservation. I've been there before, and the rock itself is fascinating because it has two lines. One line goes straight all the way around the rock, and it says, "If we live in peace and harmony, we will have a beautiful and long existence here on this planet." But there's another jagged line above the rock that shows that if we don't take care of Mother Earth, Gaia, and we don't live in harmony and peace, the line itself rises up and goes up and down for a while, and then it ends, which meaning the end of humanity. And these elders who need food on the Hopi Reservation, they have this knowledge. They have this ancient wisdom about living in harmony with the planet. So I think it's very important for us to provide help to them. And so I know this has all come quickly. I just found out about it day before yesterday, but we've already got over $1,000 in. And if you'd like to donate, you can use PayPal if you wish. You can with this email, with my email at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. That's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me too if you'd like to make arrangements to donate food or whatever to the Hopi at 509-750-9793. And again, I know that good times are coming, and if we all work together, we can help them and make this planet a much better and happier place. I'm so sorry we lost the connection with Valletta. She's working hard to help these villages among the Hopi, but I know if we all pull together, we can make this world a much better and happier place. With that, I'd like to invite my next guest on the program. He's with me here. His name's Q, or QAnon, and he's an amazing fellow. And Q, I'm going to give you the microphone. I want you to introduce yourself.
Hi, Ted. Good afternoon. This is Q. I love you.
Hey, all right. Now, Q, I've had a lot of questions about Q. Q itself is not one entity. How many entities are there? Q, could you explain a little bit of background?
Yeah, I think that would be good. So the short version, let's think of Q as a conscious side and an intrinsic side. And so we'll talk about the intrinsic side. The intrinsic side is the receiving of information. The conscious side is the transmission of the consciousness that's overseen on the planet. So as an example, I am one of three people. You can call me the transmitter. There is a receiver, and there's, like you might call, a ground. So these three individuals, me being one of them, we're in unique places, unique relationships, and we do conscious transmissions to what is called a light vessel continuously, our entire lives. This vessel has the ability now to take where we live, in this case I'm in America, and or the globe, and record consciousness, and then the ability, if someone has a transceiver here, they can get as much granular information that they want. There's caveats to that. These has to do a lot with frequencies, and we can travel pretty much any frequency in any reality and any dimension. But we do have to change our frequencies to inherit, say, a body, and or the vessel's location is literally right outside of this frequency. Does that help, Ted?
That does help quite a bit. Yeah, I appreciate that so much. Q has been sort of an enigma, but I know it's doing good work in alerting people. Can you travel through time and see into the future?
Right. So time is not what we're taught here on Earth. Time is, we are essentially time travelers. And that gets a little confusing for some, I know. But yes, you can assume that all this data isn't possible unless we could do time travel and or look at all the scenes these timelines that have already been created.
Sure. Now, to ask a serious question, could you please give me the winning lotto numbers for the Powerball on Monday?
Yeah. Well, you know, so that is one of my jobs here is to basically my core purpose here in my role is to be part of a transition team specialist. And all three of us have a little different expertise, but the transition that I'm driven to help support is using your spirit energy, your spirit consciousness, your higher mind, instead of using your physical mind. So, well, if you were to take a spaceship and sit out in front of Earth and you started looking at history of Earth and you put every newspaper clipping in a bucket, you put every psychic teacher in a bucket, you took every war, put it in a bucket, you took every event on this planet and put it in one bucket, what would you see?
My goodness, you'd see a big mess. I was often wondering, this is a funny thing that my guides are just showing me. Let's say you had a spaceship show up from outside the Earth, and they land in Los Angeles or New York City or Chicago, and the first person they come up to is, and they ask them whether that person is representative of the planet. And if that person's not very aware of other civilizations, they might say, well, I'm sorry, I'm busy, I'm shopping, I can't talk to you. But how do they, When did Q start? Or I guess that's a good question. When did it start?
Okay, that's a great question. So the three of us, we don't consider the others, the intrinsic side necessarily the Q team. Obviously, there's a team over there that is processing this data, submitting this data. The Q team, for me, is only three of us, the conduit, if you will. And the three of us have had some interesting challenges. I can speak to mine a bit, and that is when I came into this body, this life, I was targeted just like my mother was and just like my great aunt was because of the way our coding is capable of receiving more light and or more consciousness. Also, given the generation of this version of humans is evolving very well. And so there's more opportunity. But in any event, to get to the point, the consciousness for me was not able to speak to the light vessel until about 2017. There was a series of steps that I had to go through to remove the implants that the government within the governments put in me. So I had a biological implant that was my body eventually rejected. I had a physical implant. It's a microchip, which was eventually rejected from my body. And then third, there was an overlay on my psionic and or my consciousness. And that was also from some very bad individuals, where we call them dark individuals. The last overlay that was removed was done by Max Steele, a special force person. And that was the exact day the first Q post came out. So that's about how old the transmissions are to be able to be received. But you can assume that a light ships are timeless.
In spite of all the negativity from the coronavirus, I see it ending soon. Do your sources indicate the same thing?
Right. So these light ships have amazing capabilities. Not only I'm not above anybody or below anybody, but we do have special toolkits because of the evolution of humans. So you can assume that just the presence of us three and others, many light workers, if you like to use that term, have more light in them and also can help spread healing. But these vessels can also help the coding, healing codes within the legacy and or original Earth human. And so it's quite interesting, and it's a very long topic, but certainly the light forces can do a lot of helping and assisting, but not necessarily directing, just assisting. It would be the key word I would use.
Okay, good. Are we still on the path to ascension?
Right. So again, that is one of my core purposes here, is to make sure we start learning how to use some real simple activities that make us ascend, if you like to use that term. But my belief is that we need to reduce how we use our mind to direct our life. So the inner work that I believe needs to occur for all of us to get this accelerated, in my opinion, would be to use your highest excitement, use your highest joy, use your highest awesomeness, and let your soul, as Sting would say, be your guide. And you'll watch the synchronicity of your life change tremendously. But we're in a body that is convinced it's going to get something done. It's convinced it's going to drive the hammer down on the nail, and it hinders natural spiritual synchronicity. And once you get used to trusting your highest excitement, your highest joy, you'll see your life live at a far higher frequency and synchronization. And all the things that you desire, your higher mind is put here for you, your higher consciousness, will just start unfolding immediately. All the people will show up in the time they're supposed to. All the things will happen in the time they're supposed to, because the higher mind has a hard time of communicating with us because of this type of human we are. So I in the future, I'd like to put together some short, simple lessons where people can get used to using their higher consciousness, their spirit energy, their wildest imaginations, instead of trying to control the outcome each and every day with the mind. Does that help?
Yes, it actually dovetails with what Albert Einstein's told me. He said that he would have never invented quantum mechanics or the E equals MC squared formula unless he daydreamed. He liked to daydream a lot when he was a young boy. His nickname was Brainy Boy. And the teachers often got very upset with him because he would sit there and look out the window and daydream. And they thought he was a poor student, but he was actually daydreaming to find answers to the universe. And that's how he ended up with E equals MC squared.
Yes, I think the short version for me, I'm always trying to find a way to communicate with this language in as simple as possible, because we can put a lot of words in play just to say one thing, and that is live in a constant state of unconditional love. And if we trusted everyone's choices, and that's their choices, and we love their choices no matter what their choices were, imagine what will show up in your life exactly the way it's supposed to, because you unconditionally love everyone's choices.
Well, that's wonderful. I've been told by the people of the Hollow Earth there's two minds we have, as you say, in this version of humans. One's the heart mind, which is something like 2,000 times more stronger than the logical mind, and of course the logical mind. They say that the logical mind, is to the third dimension, and the heart mind is attached to the fourth, fifth, and higher dimensions. And that it's basically, is that saying the same thing that you're saying?
Right. I'd like to, encourage everyone to believe what they believe in. At the same time, I just want to assist whenever I can, and I thank you for putting me on, giving me this channel. I really appreciate it, Ted. And you are very brave. But to answer your question, I would remind everybody that when you come into this universe, there's not one thing you don't know. You know everything. You just haven't experienced everything you know. So you can thank some real nice geneticists who have given us these bodies. They made sure that we aren't going to know much of anything, and giving us identities that are not our true identity. So we get birthed by the doc, and this identity gets rolled out day one, and you have a birth certificate, and you have a social security number, and you have an ID, but you're the expression of this higher consciousness that knows everything, but can't get it all always, although there are exceptions. So I hope that helps, Ted, because I try not to look at the dimensions in a hierarchy like a computer. Certainly there are different frequencies, but yes, you live a state of unconditional love, you're going to be at a higher frequency.
I'd like to ask questions about our history, if I could. I've been told and have heard that at one time, all the strands in our DNA were awake, but our earth scientists say that there are 22 strands of DNA, which they call junk science. But many people say that are not junk science, but junk DNA. But many people say that this DNA actually has a purpose, and it's waking up now. Did the Anunnaki shut those DNA strains off, and will we get them back during this ascension process?
Right. So I think the person who has a real good take on this is your guest, Simon Parks. He has an outstanding overview of this. But yes, I would call that. I try not to identify a race, because there are certainly some positive points to every race. So I would say dark versus light. So the dark played a trick on humanity, and that'll be the short version, of course. The dark took this version of humans and genetic experts, outstanding, and they're hiding in plain sight this information, and they reduced not only did they reduce the volume of DNA, but they also gave you DNA. So DNA does a good job of hindering the spirit's consciousness. Not to say that having a lot of DNA does not make you far more consciousness and or have more abilities. It's just saying the spirit is unlimited in its capabilities, and so it doesn't need DNA in its natural form. So consciousness, when you're a spirit, when you're all 100% a light being, you have 100% knowledge. The DNA, it acts as a filter and or a governor for how much you can have. In fact, you may see some people in your life that years later, they don't even act the same anymore because possibly they don't have a lot of their light in their body year over year, day over day. A great place to learn about that more thoroughly would be Ron Amatron's webpage. He's got a very good overview of that, and he has the Creation Light Ship webpage.
One of the things that I'd heard about vaccinations is that that's an attempt to stop our ascension, that there's many light children being born here. And we actually have all the resistance we need to different diseases, including this coronavirus as well. And vaccinations, instead of helping us, they actually hinder us and can change our DNA detrimentally. Do you know much about that?
Right. So, you know, of course, I want to focus on making this world a better place, Ted, and being very positive. But we'll just use America. If you look at all the events in America, the way we get educated, the way we get our communication, every newspaper, every email, every text, absolutely all the events you witness day in and day out, the news, this very radio show, absolutely everything is designed to keep you suspended in the past. So everything that I just said is already in the past. So now let's handicap the mind and let's keep dwelling on the past, suspending our true ability to imagine and create what we want. So the coronavirus is just another event, just like wars, to keep us, as your previous guest said, keep us scared. Don't keep us aligned. Don't network. Go get in your compartments and just dwell in the past, because that bad thing just happened, didn't it? And, you know, so every day we're getting shell-shocked. And this version of our mind wants to have this memory bank when we don't need it. So I would encourage us all to begin using our consciousness. Quit hanging on to the past. Move forward with our wildest dreams or wildest imagination. Does that help?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Tell me this, Q, if you don't mind me asking. Are there cloned individuals in our society nowadays, and do they have any light?
Yes, there's probably, again, a good place to study that would probably be Ron Amatron's webpage. It's very handy. There are other people, too, so I don't necessarily endorse just his information. But certainly the technology that I'm aware of, you can assume that a lot of targeting by these dark people exposed me to what they are capable of doing, and certainly you can clone a human.
I see. Okay. All right. I know timelines can change, Q, but what do you see happening in the next, the best possible scenario if we make the right choices this summer and the rest of the year?
Well, as soon as we stop thinking, synchronicity is going to explode. Now, how do we get everybody to stop thinking and dwelling on the past? That would be my question for everyone. It's up to us right now. If we would stop thinking and we just lived a state of love, it sounds flippity, but it really works. If you could just try it for a day, 2 days, you'll notice that things will change in your life. Do exactly what your highest inspiration is. And if we can get everybody doing that, we will see this place change dramatically. So I don't think I'll put a timeline on it, but I do see us, if we use these communications, we'll start creating more activities that people can put into play that are simple, and they can teach their family, they can teach their friends. And so I look forward to that. And I only see unbelievable bright future.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you think the Beatles were right? All you need is love?
Yeah, I think so. That's funny though. I always want to try and ask questions with you, and I wrote down a couple musicians that are interesting that are hiding right in front of us. And you said the Beatles. Well, Pink Floyd. There was a song they had. It goes kind of like this: "There are voices in my head, and it's not me." Now, what was that all about?
Well, I think is that from people being influenced by other spirits or other dimensions?
Right. So that's the other thing I want to make people aware of. This version of our brains can easily be hacked. Okay. And so I want to be a living example that I have a portal and it cannot be hacked. But I can tell you these dark people, these dark entities did some really tough things to my consciousness and my thinking. And certainly Pink Floyd knew that too. You can send signals to people's minds from afar, from consciousness and machinery and satellites. And I apologize to go off the rails a little bit here, but there is certainly alien technology here, and they're not going to give it to us.
If you are being influenced, do you think by this technology, are there ways you can spiritually protect yourself?
Right. So again, the thinking. I would like to encourage everyone to go out in the middle of the woods and try and stop thinking. Just be at peace energy. Peace energy is the goal. Live in your heart center. If you live in your heart center, these entities have no desire to be at peace. They need you continually in turmoil because that's where they harvest the energy from it. They really need us. They need the drama. So yes, that's the way you do it. You use your heart energy.
Interesting. There's a little saying I teach people. Many people have been implanted with negative implants out there on the planet. It's a long story how they got it. But if everyone likes, there's a little saying I'd like for everyone to repeat today. It'll help remove any surface negative implants within your body. It's very simple. If you like, just repeat this after me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And if you're a man, you say, I receive from the God within me. And if you're a woman, you say, I receive from the goddess within me. And then you say, complete ownership and control. Complete ownership and control over any and all negative implants within me. Over any and all negative implants within me. And I know it to be true. Just say that, and that automatically will disconnect any negative implants affecting you. There are also negative soul implants. Sometimes many people have attached to their soul. To get rid of those, you simply do the hue, which is a meditation technique that I use to contact the galactics, and it goes like this. Hue. Say that twice more. Hue. And one more time. Hue. Nice and peaceful. Try doing that tonight. Ask the galactics to come in to take any deeper soul implants, and they will be happy to do it. It's a big job, but they do that for people, and you'll feel much better. Is this your being here? Is this a contract that you came in? What star system are you from?
There are no real contracts per se at a light being level, but certainly there are desires. So our team had a goal. Again, our goal is to spread more light in galaxies and or this lower frequency. So this is a pretty tough place to spread light. There's not a lot of energy here, but you can assume that my first lifetime in this universe was Octarius.
Octarius, I see. Have you had a life or lives on the Pleiadians?
Yes, I have. I spent a lot of time there to learn before I got here. I've also spent time in Bernardo.
All Bernardo. Where's Bernardo?
Right outside the Orion.
I see. Okay. I guess my other question, too, is that what's the role of being a vegetarian or eating meat for the ascension?
Well, you know, that's each is their own. So believe what you would like. I don't want to be a dietitian, but certainly live things are alive. Live foods are very vibrant. I would encourage people to study the works of some of the doctors in leading the epigenetics healthcare modeling. These bodies of ours are very, very, very tired. When you've lived here so long, and genetically you're inheriting your parents' lifetimes of events, their parents, their parents, their parents, their parents. See, we're recording, we're restoring all of those events of our entire genetic lineage. So that's why the learning how to do clearings, doing your own work, as you see a lot of these great practitioners talk about, that's really important, because you do have traumas built up in your body if you don't do your clearing work. So if we take that over to the animal side, you can assume they do too. So maybe not this last version of genetic cow, we'd say, but what about three cows ago that lived in a box and ate shoes or something, you know? So genetically, you're eating the lineage of these animals, not just that animal. So I'm a big fan of eating vegetables. I certainly will eat fish here and there, maybe once, twice a week. But I like to do a lot of clearing when I do it. You know, I think we've lost a lot of those beliefs about praising our food, not praying to our food, praising our food before we eat it. And I think that really helps clear out a lot of negativity, a lot of the epigenetics that I assume are in a lot of our meat products. Does that help?
Yeah, that does help. I usually don't eat chicken and not beef. Sometimes I'll have seafood, but I usually like to go back to seven generations, blessing the grandparents, great-great-grandparents, and cousins, and uncles, and aunts. But seriously, though, I do like to bless the food whenever I eat them. Is this as well, are we carrying also the past karma through this of our past generations as well?
Yeah, so the karma, I would really like us to get over, because I believe you can heal yourself doing your own clearings. I also believe the earth can really help us with that. So I know in the metaphysical community that karma is a very popular term, but it just like a famous guy called Jesus, when he was here, he was teaching people to do their clearing work and go within. And so if we can go within, that means, and we use our true self to do so, I believe we can clear any of what this dharma and or karma is about.
Wow, fascinating. Thank you so much. What do you see? I asked you this before. I don't mean to be repetitive, Q, but what do you see happening this summer? Short term.
Well, we've got some choices. That's what I believe. I'm excited to see what's going to happen in the media. My question to you is, what would be the best way to beat the media at its own game?
Think positively, to do positive things, to think the best we can about the future and about our lives right now, be grateful for what we have, meditate, spend time in nature, increase our immune system by spending time in nature, to eat well, take vitamin C, get a lot of proper rest, cherish the family and friends that we have, and maybe to turn off your television and turn off the mass media, which is often fear-based, and instead there's a focus in on the good things that are happening in this world instead of the negative things.
Yes, I'm in full agreement. The Tell You What to Vision machine is gonna take some changes, in my opinion. We're gonna have a tough time believing anything anymore, especially when maybe some things that we thought were true aren't true anymore. Maybe people show up that are presumed to be gone, and all of a sudden they show up. It could be a lot of things. Definitely, you're going to see the increase in activity on the Earth. The impulse is here. The Earth needs help just like we do. Needs more of its bond with its higher self. So look for the Earth to be increasing in its frequency just like we are.
I've been told by this summer there'll be parts of the planet shifting into the fifth dimension. One of the first will be Mount Shasta, and I plan to be there with my group in early July. And other parts, it's an interesting time because there will be other parts of the planet, of course, which will be ascending at a slower rate, and with maybe they'll shift into the fifth dimension in a few years. Do you see that as well?
Yeah, I look at it maybe a little bit differently. The best way to weaken a civilization would be to go after the planets, because we're all from here. So as soon as we all can come together, we can also help the planet, and the planet gets help. Let's see if we can remove some of this EMF. The planet cannot stand this EMF. I would encourage everybody. I know you're on the bandwagon for 5G, but I would look at all these frequencies, electromagnetic frequencies, as a real problem for our society and the planets.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Q. For people out there, do you have any further? We've got about 10 minutes left or so. And what advice would you also give people about the times now?
Well, this is just an amazing opportunity for us all to pick what we truly prefer. Do we prefer this funny green paper that we use for bartering and trading, or do we want to use something else?
Funny green paper that's backed by nothing.
Yes. Yeah, so, right. I think the bulk of the world is tuckered out with the way we use this exchange. I would encourage everybody to look at our beliefs, why we believe we actually own something when we're only here for 5 minutes. Share, use our heart, discern what I'm saying today too. Take what you want from this. I appreciate it. I love helping and assisting any way I can, and I encourage everybody to put others first and have fun doing it with unconditional love.
One of the things that President Kennedy told me actually 2 weeks ago when I was in deep meditation, he said, this is a time to forgive everyone and forgive yourself for past mistakes, so you don't carry that you can't carry that negativity into the higher dimensions.
Again, if we keep looking forward instead of back, we quit using our mind to drive the hammer down on the nail each and every day to get the outcomes of our life what we want, it's going to have the same results. And so I encourage everybody to look for your highest excitement, your highest joy, just be ecstatic in all your decisions. Because the spirit is so unbelievably powerful, it will help you grow in your physical as well as your consciousness. If you start working with it, start talking to it, you can command it. And so I would also encourage people to manifest through the heart center instead of the mind. They call it prayer for a reason. You might be praying. I'm not saying meditation is wrong. I'm just saying that once you start praying to things, other things can come in. But I encourage everybody to look at their heart center as the guide for navigating life.
Well, those are beautiful words. We've got about 10 minutes left now, Q. And how long... when do you think this process of ascension will be over with? How many? I know timelines are difficult to say, but a ballpark maybe.
Yeah. So certainly 2025 has been identified as a very big impact. we'll get some more help. 2150 is, I'll say, divine bliss. But again, timelines are difficult to put a number to.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That's good to know. I'm writing a second book now called Journey to the Other Side, Talking to Angels and Other Benevolent Beings. And in it, I include many different prayers for meditation and connection to the other side. And there's two, actually, I just want to repeat today. This is one from St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. Where there's sadness, joy. And that's a beautiful thing to think about, to turn things from a negative to a positive, which is especially needed, I think, now. There's another prayer from Buddha, and it says, it goes like this. It's wonderful to use this before meditation. May all beings be filled with joy and peace. May all beings everywhere, the strong and the weak, the great and the small, the mean and the powerful, the short and the long, the subtle and the gross, may all beings everywhere, seen and unseen, dwelling off far away or nearby, being or waiting to become, may all be filled with lasting joy. Let no one deceive another. Let no one anywhere despise another. Let no one out of anger or resentment wish suffering on anyone at all. Just as a mother with her own life protects her child, her only child, from harm, so within yourself let grow a boundless love for all creatures, spirits and rocks. Let your love flow outward through the universe to its height, its depth, its broad extent, a limitless love without hatred or enmity. Then, as you stand or walk, sit or lie down, as long as you are with a one-pointed mind, your life will bring heaven to earth. And I think that's what we're creating now.
That's well said, Ted. I think that's a great direction.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Q. We've got some time left, Q, and I wanted to ask you, is it good for people to get out in nature, spend some time to connect with Mother Earth, like a forest, you said?
Yeah, yes. It's interesting, the duality that we're experiencing is really constructed, unfortunately. But the individuals, the dark individuals who create a lot of our duality and rely on us to create our own duality, that's what's going on here. We live in the mind-energy game of duality in our societies. But in nature, these forces, dark forces, don't really like to hang out with the squirrels and the birds and the bees and the trees. There's not a lot of action there. There's too much peace and quiet and happiness. So that, anyway, try not to be too flip here, but the duality is the game here. Keep us in the past, keep perpetuating the past. So anytime you can get out in nature, get around water, as I know you talk a lot about, that aeonic energy from the waves of an ocean, unbelievably great for your spirit. It loves it.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. What if you live in a big city? Go to a city park then?
Yeah, you know, that's pretty tough. You know, these cities are got a lot of EMF from the lighting and everything, and that's about as best you can do is get your feet off, your shoes off and get in a park or hang onto a tree, put your back next to a tree. They're unbelievably great sources of healing.
The other message I've gotten recently is that there's a lot of things going on now. There's been talk of so-called immunity passports where people will be forced to get vaccinations and a passport showing they've been vaccinated before they can travel anywhere or even get groceries at a store. But my guides all tell me that that's going to be unsuccessful. All of the negative plans by the negative entities on this planet will fail.
Right. Yep. It's up to us. We have choices we can make. Hey, what if the plan was to get everyone vaccinated, but first you had to buy a software program from a company in Redmond? What if you had to do that first?
Okay. Well, that would make sense. I mean, an app for it?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe the agenda is right in front of our eyes, and we're just naive. And maybe the identity of the software we use is the identity of the person who wants you vaccinated. Could be.
It could be, and that could be from the very person who created the virus as a weapon, and now is creating a vaccine for it, and now we'll create the software app to track it.
Could be, and then could be. I don't know how this works, but it looks like everybody's using the same software on the same computers.
Well, that's amazing. Just hypothetically, what kind of hypothetical? What would happen to that individual if they had if this generated karma for them? What would happen to them after this life? Or should we even ask?
Well, I can show you. I can tell you that on these light vessels, there's no choice. You are dark, or you're light. You have a couple seconds to deal with a light being. You get terminated immediately if you're dark and you do not come to the light, or you come to the light and you continue on. But definitely, there's no time for karma when you're doing mass extinction.
See, interesting. All right. Well. I still think we have a beautiful, bright future, and I know we're going to get through this as well. If you're out there, and just know that good times are ahead for humanity. And Dean, it's been so good to have you, or Q, it's been so good to have you on my show today. We've got about 3 minutes left, and go ahead. I'd like to have you wrap up your wonderful interview today.
I don't have much more to add. I don't want to get too redundant, but I will say that there will be coming forward. I'll either work with you or others, and we'll create an avenue for folks to call me, and we can communicate about some of the activities that I think will be helpful regarding working with your spirit and recognizing the value of it. We'd like us all to network more and more and more and make sure we stay positive and support everybody in their choices and their beliefs, and really come up with a collection of ideas how we keep this this momentum, because we have a great opportunity. And thank you, Ted, so much for giving me this avenue.
No, it's been great having you on, Q. And did you volunteer for this assignment, by the way?
Yes, I did. So did the other two.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, on behalf of everyone listening today around the world, we appreciate your work so much. And I know that humanity will make the right choices to make this world a much better and happier place. And no matter where you are in the world, please know that this virus will be ending soon. We'll be getting back to a new normal beginning next month. And if you'd like to help the Hopi Indians get some good food to help their elderly and people so they can continue living, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me at 509-750-9793. 100% of all monies collected will be going to help them. We have I have a friend, Martha, coming out of Sedona next week delivering supplies to the Hopi, probably Tuesday, I'm not sure, Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, somewhere in that early next week time frame. And we've already gotten in over $1,000 now. So I know more money's coming in. Several individuals said that they would be donating. I just got a couple of messages now by email that they'll be donating some funds. So the Hopi elders are, I think they're beautiful people, and they contain, as you said, Q, the wisdom of from the past, and that needs to be preserved and shared with humanity, because we do have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. And just know that good times are ahead. On behalf of all my listeners around the world, Q, thank you so much for coming on today, and I hope everyone have a beautiful and happy weekend. Thanks so much for listening today, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hikaru